final reality is known through the reasoning of dependent arising. For instance, because the mind is a dependently arisen entity, the mind is empty of existing from its own side. When you understand emptiness through the reasoning of dependent arising, you realize that all phenomena are unions of dependent arising and emptiness. Appearance and emptiness are perceived as harmonious. Dependently arisen appearances of conventional phenomena provide the context for teaching compassion, which is called the vast path, as there is such a huge variety of appearances. The emptiness of the inherent existence of appearances provides the basis for teaching what is known as the profound path, because emptiness is the final nature of phenomena, peaceful, free from conceptualizations, and of one taste. Through meditatively cultivating these two paths, the vast aspect of compassion and the profound wisdom of emptiness in an inseparable way, faulty states of mind in your continuum undergo gradual transformation. They are gradually removed, and the excellent attributes of a Buddha's mind and body emerge. Buddhahood is achieved through the unified cultivation of both motivation and wisdom. However, motivation and wisdom have their own respective imprints on Buddhahood. The result of cultivating motivation is the form bodies of a Buddha, which exist for the sake of fulfilling the well-being of others. The imprint of cultivating wisdom is the truth body of a Buddha, which is the fulfillment of your own development. What are the main forms of motivation and wisdom? The primary motivation is an other-directed intention to become enlightened, inspired by love and compassion, and inspiring the practice of compassionate deeds such as giving, morality, and patience. The main form of wisdom is an intelligent consciousness realizing the emptiness of inherent existence. The foundations of Buddhism have three aspects. The basis is the two truths, conventional and ultimate. From these two truths, the path emerges with the twin factors of motivation and wisdom, each related to its respective truth. The fruit or result of travel on the path is actualization of the two bodies, the form bodies and the truth body of a Buddha. To bring this all together, on the basis of the two truths, which are the conventional and ultimate truths, you practice the two qualities of the path, motivation and wisdom. These lead you to achieve the fruit, the form and truth bodies of a Buddha.